Well, it's good to be back. There's a story about the Oxford Dominican Herbert McCabe, who used to edit New Blackfriars, their journal, and he was always a bit controversial. And so he got suspended from being the editor. And this lasted over a number of years, and he'd written his last editorial, and then when he was reinstated, he said, "As I was saying when I last finished," it feels a bit like that with Goblin. We've come back to it again, and it's good to be back together. We have got some wooden holders that you may remember from before we were interrupted. We'll find them. They're just eluding us at the moment. we'll find them. As you know, our pattern is to just have a few thoughts from the person leading us at the beginning, then a bit of time for quiet, then the office of Compline, and then hopefully going home. And I wanted to just reflect a little bit, perhaps broadly, on the purpose of Compline in the context of one of the lines, which is, "In peace we will lie down and sleep." In peace we will lie down and sleep. Now, it is quite exceptional but unsurprising in regard to Compline or night prayer that the word sleep is mentioned in liturgies. You may just be drawn to sleep anyway when you come to liturgies at other points in the day. But obviously there's a correlation between it being at the end of the day and gathering up that day and it anticipating our sleep. Now, sleep, of course, is vital to our well-being. Some people sleep lots, teenagers especially, some less so. I guess all of us know good habits about what makes for a good night's sleep. You know, turn the phone off. I'm not sure how that works with those apps that encourage you how to have a good night's sleep. But anyway, turn the phone off, have an appropriate drink, have a good read, and then the light goes off and hopefully we drift off into that wonderful world of sleep. Except sometimes, of course, we struggle. Sometimes we turn stuff over in our minds. Something that we've done, perhaps, something that we wish we'd done, the ever-expanding to-do list, how will we ever get through it, and all that kind of thing. And I think Compline is a sort of gift to this anxiety that we all have, I guess, about how our day's gone, because it gathers up the day, doesn't it? And it forms that bridge between the close of a day, commending ourselves to God, and hopefully to sleep. And it has, I guess, Compline, three or four different strands. In the first instance, it's about being aware of God's presence, and this holy place helps with that, brings us into that presence. And then the other strands are, we review the day, don't we? There's a very deliberate pause in the service, although I think the time before is part of that. A period of silence for reflection on the past day may follow. And that gathers up both thanksgiving for all that's been good, for that we give thanks for the blessings we've been given. And it also has sorrow and penitence for where things have not been as we would wish, where we've perhaps been less kind than we might have hoped to be, and so on. And then we pray about it, don't we, in the office. We have the space to offer it, to hold it before God, with one eye on what's to come on the next day. Jesuit writer was talking about examen, which is a Jesuit tradition which is very worthwhile and has become more popular in the last few years of doing those things I've talked about, being aware of God's presence, reviewing the day, praying about it. He talked about it as being a time when we rummage for God. I think that's a lovely phrase, rummage for how God has been with us through the day that's drawing for a close amidst, I suppose, the jumble of our lives. Of course, we can do that any time, but it makes sense most of all, doesn't it, at the end of a day when we entrust our lives to God, where we pray for sleep, pray for rest, So just a few minutes before we begin the office, just to do those things, perhaps. Be aware of God with us, with you, now. Review the day that's closing, the thanksgivings, the sorrows, and hold in prayer anything on your mind or anyone on our minds this night. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Most merciful God, we confess to you, before the whole company of heaven and one another, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen.
Lord, make haste to help us. Glory.
The servants of the Lamb shall see the face of God, whose name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever.
Thank you.
for the unity of the Church in witness and proclamation of the Gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the peace and stability of all peoples, and for the leaders of the nations, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For places of work, education, and leisure, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For a blessing on our homes, for our relations and friends, and all whom we love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the sick and suffering, and for anyone else in need this night, for those grieving, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace, and may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.